You're listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Kefeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Good to be with you here in studio today. Well, welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Kefeller. I've been a Master Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation since 1999, and I've been coaching business owners, senior executives, and their teams for 20 years here in Southern California, all under the banner of The Coaching Perspective. If you'd like to know more about my coaching services, just go to the website, thecoachingperspective.com, or you can reach me the old-fashioned way, 714-726-8354. Well, let's get into today's show. We've got a full studio here. Our guest for today is John Marchese. I had it, and he was helping me. Okay, our guest is John Marchese, director, owner of Choice TV. And John has combined his knowledge of running his own business and his passion for film production to create a powerful video production and marketing company that aims to tell your success story. He's been in film production since the early days of reality TV. I don't think we're going to get any of those stories. But today he draws a compelling business story from business owners who want to have maximum exposure on their website, social media, and a local TV network. And our topic for today is why your website needs a video. John, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Paul.
Hey, we are pleased to have you here. We've got John in the studio. We've got Madonna Quinn in the studio. And Ryan is doing some live video. So we're over the air on the internet. We're doing video. I mean, we've got it covered.
We're a motley crew in here.
A motley crew. Well, look, let's get started right away. Give us a little bit about your background before you got into your current business endeavor.
Okay. Well, I actually started in the medical field. I got my degree in physical therapy and practiced therapy for 5 years or so, and was just didn't quite fit in, didn't feel like it was my calling. And my beautiful wife, Madonna, said, John, you should go into sales.
You've got to listen to your wife, always.
Well, you know, they say happy wife, happy life. Yep. And boy, was she right, because she said, John, you inspire people, you motivate people, you can talk to people. That's what you do in sales. And so with a mutual friend connection, I got an interview at Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, selling pharmaceuticals. And my boss did not want to hire me because I didn't have sales experience. I had medical experience, but no sales experience. And I looked at him in the interview and I said, you hire me, I will be your number one rep. And he hired me, and through my kind of fun marketing efforts, my education and marketing efforts, I was the number one rep. And it's about marketing. I would go into doctor offices. We launched a new drug called Protonix for acid reflux. And I had a business partner. When you sell pharmaceuticals, there's about four or five people all selling the same medication. So my business partner Sally and I, when we launched Protonix, I dressed up in a tuxedo, and she dressed up in a big gown, and we saw the doctors, and they're like, "What's going on?" Well, it's the premiere of Protonix, and so things like that creates memory. It created a lasting impression on the physicians, and it made me number one, and did that for a number of years, and took a little sabbatical, went to film school. And that's where I said, I think this is my calling, doing film. And I quit my job. I went home, my beautiful wife, I literally came home one day after film school and said, guess what, Madonna? I'm quitting my job. I'm gonna be a producer. I'm gonna open up a film production company. And I did.
Good for you.
And like you said, that was the early days of reality. I developed a reality show. I directed a reality show. Actually got it sold to the network. It went all the way up to Jeff Zucker at NBC. He loved our show. He bought the rights. But such is the case in Hollywood, another another production company got our idea and it didn't sell, but we still have it. We still have the rights, and now that I'm back in the entertainment industry, I'll be hopefully selling that one day. And through some events, got back into physical therapy. You know, the Hollywood, I had a three-year-old. The Hollywood was quite a drive, and it's a hard life. It's very difficult. So I went back to therapy, but I always had the dream of directing. And again, Madonna said, John, people need video. Instead of chasing, you know, Hollywood and reality show or movies, shoot video for people. And so about a year and a half ago, I started putting my efforts and thoughts and dreams and wishes on opening up a company, my own business, that shoots video commercials for businesses. And that's where Choice TV came about. We've been in business about a year and a half now, and it's been wonderful. And it's beyond my wildest dreams what we've accomplished. And being here is one of them.
Well, thank you very much. You know, that's amazing. So tell me, Choice TV, if I didn't know better, I would go, okay, so you just do TV production and that's all? But that's not the case, is it?
No. I named it Choice TV because we present the best choices in business. And because we're in Southern California, it's the best choices in L.A., Orange County, even Riverside County. So I will go to a client or they'll come to us, John, we need a website. We need a commercial for our website. So we will do a nicely produced commercial. I do things a little different. Some other production companies just rely on B-roll. Like if it's a doctor, for instance, they'll take pictures of the doctor or them shaking hands with their client and all voiceover, which doesn't create that much of an emotional experience. I actually have the doctor, the business owner. I interview them. And they drive the story. I direct them, and through editing and through good music, we tell a compelling story of the business owner. And there's people that got emotional. They've cried at some of our commercials. We had a mortgage broker that's been doing this 30 years. And just, again, that ending that I portrayed, you know, helping families, people will remember that. And that's what I try to do with each and every client, create emotional connection. Like I did when I was selling pharmaceuticals. They had a good laugh on that. And now if they could have like a tear or a laugh or something that draws emotion, they'll remember it.
Okay, we're going to cover it at the end of the show, but I want to cover it now just in case somebody has to be pulled away for something that isn't as important as listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
How do people get a hold of you? Where do they find your material, your website, your YouTube?
Yes, that's a good question. You can go to choicetv.com. We are still pulling up in the rankings, so don't Google it. Go actually www.choicetv.com. You can go to YouTube and type in Choice TV. We're the first. There's three Choice TVs around the world. We're the first one, and you can see all our videos. We've done everything from a doctor, a lawyer, a organizer, and now we're doing corporations. We just did a commercial for the Great Wolf Lodge, which is the brand new indoor water park here.
Oh, yeah, driven by it. Amazing.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We have a 14-year-old. We went there opening weekend, actually, and he brought his friends. It was a blast. And I told them I was in media, and they said, oh, we're having media day in 2 weeks. We'd love to invite you. And that was on a Saturday. Sure enough, Monday morning, I got an email from their media relations. And 2 weeks later, I was there with my crew, with my host and a friend, and we shot a fantastic video for them.
Okay, so let's go back to Choice TV. We're going to get into a lot of stuff today. We'll jump around. But who are your clients? What do they come to you for? What's the issue? What's the problem that they're looking for you to solve for them?
Mm-hmm. Most people know they want a video. I mean, YouTube is the third most popular website in the world after Google and Facebook. So they know they want this video. They just don't know where to go. They think, do I have to go to Hollywood? I don't really know production companies. There's a lot of anxiety about, they know they want it. They know they don't want a friend to do it, but where do they go? So that's number one. Well, now people know where to go, Choice TV. Another hesitation is that they think that they have to do the work. That there's, like, you know, if you go to a doctor, the doctor suggests what blood tests to do.
Right.
If you go to a mechanic, the mechanic takes care of that. But for some reason, people think that they have to do the work. I tell the clients, look, you're busy. You're CEO. You're a doctor. You're a lawyer. You're busy enough. All I have to do is talk to you for about a half hour, get to know a little bit about your practice, a little bit about your business, and then just show up. The day of the filming, I usually do it in the doctor in their office, and I conduct it very casually, kind of like this, interview style. I ask them good questions, and because I was in sales, I kind of know what's important. What does the audience want to hear? And I help them out a lot with the call to action. I'm really kind of acting not only as their production company, but their creative agency as well. They'll ask me if they're in Orange County, but they service nationwide. Should I tell the people that I'm Orange County or nationwide? And so we'll make that decision right there. So I'm really guiding them, kind of holding their hand. And after we film it, we edit it, we add great music, we deliver a product, usually within 2 weeks, 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they love it. It's fantastic.
And
so they put it on their website.
And the end product you deliver to them, you have a number of different end products.
I do. So they can put their, it's usually about a 2 minute commercial is a sweet spot. We can go to 3 minutes and we have done that, but we deliver their commercial through YouTube. We can host it through our YouTube channel, which just hit over 20,000 views the other day. And they can put that on their website. They can put it on their Facebook. They can blast it on social media. In addition, we have a show called The Choice TV Show.
Gee whiz, that's a surprise.
That's a surprise. That's original. And again, we present the best choices. So I take all the commercials that I filmed, usually about 4 or 5 or 6, and I create a show. And I have my hosts. I have a male and female host, and I have a business correspondent, actually 2 business correspondents. And I make the show fun. I make it kind of a sitcom, a little bit of sitcom, a little bit of reality, a little bit of talk show, all promoting business. So it's fun. Again, people will remember that if it's funny, if there's some emotion. And so we do a little bit of scripted things, and I have fantastic hosts, and people really, the show's very, very engaging. And that's kind of my outlet. It's fun. Doing the businesses is fun. Doing my show is fun. And so this is a great time. This is my dream. I'm literally doing my dream job.
Isn't that great?
I am.
That is great. Look, we've asked every guest we've ever had on the show this question, and nobody's ever given us a duplicate answer yet. What is your guiding principle? What value keeps you constant, going in the right direction no matter what?
I rely on God, my faith, and just show me what I'm supposed to do. And when you ask, He might not be at that exact time, but eventually he reveals his plan. And I've had to, because this is tough. I did go to film school. I did do reality 15 years ago, but technology is different these days. Working with actors, things are different. And so I really had to rely on faith, my wife, my family to help me with this. Just putting the show on TV on Fox, that was challenging. I didn't know how to put a show on TV. And I'm dealing with professionals that, you know, it's second nature how to do this stuff. I was learning it all on the fly. So, yeah. Have you had that answer before, Doug?
Nope, I haven't had that answer.
Okay, good. I'm original.
Great. You're original.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I haven't asked myself because I could give you close to the same answer. So we're
nice.
We're together there. So, you know, there's some, I just want to, you know, mention and then let you elaborate on it, the distinctive differences between what you do and what other people do. You know, you produce for TV, you produce for internet, you produce for however people want to use it. Mm-hmm. You use hosts, which is different than which most people do. They try to be their own talking head, and that doesn't always work for all of us. What else is it that sets you apart from what other people try to do with video?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the host is the big part of it. In my show, I try to incorporate the story into the commercial and the commercial into the story. And I'll give you an example. Our first show, we did a commercial for Helistream. It's a helicopter company in Orange County. They do transport. They do tours. They do training. Now, we had our new business correspondent, Megan Wright, do the helicopter story. And how we introduced her to the show was that our co-host Courtney was supposed to do the helistream. It's a fun assignment. We all went up in a helicopter, went around LA, and so on the show, Megan Wright comes up, and so now we create a conflict. And Megan is just beautiful, and so she's in the helicopter. She's a small town girl, so she really kind of livened. I mean, it's fun being in a helicopter, but she added some spice to the not only to Helistream but to the show itself. And then I surprised everybody by bringing her live on the show, and so that's something that a lot of people aren't doing, like the Great Wolf Lodge. I brought Tony Cabrera, our host, and he had a little interaction with an old college buddy of his, and so it really kind of brings to life something that is kind of fun to begin with, but it just kind of adds that little extra touch. So if it's a doctor, let's say a physician doesn't want to be on air or wants to be interviewed, we can kind of spice it up with our hosts, and they are fantastic.
You know, and as a salesman, you obviously really believe in the fact that people used to sell features and benefits, the facts. Mm-hmm. And today, what we sell is a story. We sell emotion. And that seems to me to be one of the big distinctions with what you end up producing. I mean, I may come to you and say, I need to get these facts out about my coaching business. And mm-hmm. I could have a list of why people should hire a coach, mm-hmm. which would get kind of boring just talking about the facts. But you take, and through what you do, what your hosts do, you weave a story into it. If I'm understanding
yes.
it right.
Yes, yes. And it creates a lasting impression. I mean, the facts are important. The research has shown that about 80% of the people, they do research online for a product or service that they're looking for. So they are looking online. And also about 73% of people, if they have a video, they're more apt to buy that product or service if they see a video. So given those facts, if you have a stellar video with a stellar story, I give my people a logo. If they appear on the Choice TV show, I give them a logo saying, as seen on Fox 11, because their commercial was on Fox. That just adds a lot of flavor to their website. I give them as many tools as we can. Another thing that we do, Doug, that differentiates us from other production companies is that we can rank the video. This is very important. A lot of production companies will give you maybe a good quality video, but we rank it.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. They'll produce a video, they'll give it to the client, and the client says, well, now what do I do with it? Well, and the production company says, I don't know. I just produce it. You figure it out. So they'll put it on YouTube, they'll get 10 hits, and it just sits there. It's not working for them. So what we do, when early on, Madonna was the one that said, listen, we need to learn how to rank these videos, not just produce good videos, because you know how to do that, but rank it. So she went to classes, we went to conferences, she's taken online, she's done a lot of research. So when you do a video, you put, not to bore you with technical things, but you do what's called meta tags, metadata.
Oh, okay.
You embed it in the video, and Google and YouTube will pick that up. Where was it shot? The phone number, some of the description of the video. And see, a lot of people don't know this. That's why their videos don't rank. So you put that into the video. Once you upload it into YouTube, you want to put the right description, because YouTube will read all that. They read the description. They read the metadata. So Great Wolf Lodge. You'd put Great Wolf Lodge, Orange County, Anaheim. And it also matches up with what is spoken in the video. And so if you have everything matching up, what the spoken words are, the title of the video, the metadata, the meta tags, the description, YouTube will reward you with a high ranking. It's all about ranking. And so Madonna and I have really kind of perfected how to get a video ranked. And I'll give you a good example. We did a commercial for a Didi Soto, who is a wonderful, wonderful trust attorney in Newport Beach. We ranked her video number one. Now, how many, if you Google trust attorney Newport Beach?
Yeah.
There's 100 of them.
Attorneys Newport Beach.
Yeah, right. Madonna, she ranked on the now if you Google Trust Attorney Newport Beach and look under video on the video side, because a lot of people are looking at video. They want a 1-2 minute quick video to learn their information. We live in an ADD society,
yes.
Doug.
Yeah.
I mean, they want information really quick. So if you look, Trust Attorney Newport Beach, Didi Soto is number one. We've ranked her number one. We did a commercial for Dr. Cousins, plastic surgeon. There's a lot of plastic surgeons in Newport Beach, probably more than trust attorneys. We ranked him number two. We did an organizer. There's lots of organizers in Orange County. If you Google Orange County organizer, we rank Marla Stone number one. So that is something that most production companies
don't
do.
You know, that's new to me. I was aware of the importance of metadata and tags in creating a website.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard anybody talk about the same concept and in the importance of it in a video. So that's thank you for sharing that with me. Look, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a quick break to a commercial and then we're going to continue this conversation.
Fantastic.
All right, great. And we're back, and you are listening, not watching, to our discussion about Choice TV.
Yes.
John, while we were on that break there, you said, I got to talk about this one. Go ahead. Your story.
Yeah, well, we were talking about ranking on YouTube, and a lot of people don't know. YouTube doesn't, and Google, they don't tell you what their matrices are for ranking, because it's all about ranking. But here's like something that your listeners can take away. When you upload a video to YouTube, YouTube will actually transcribe it. They'll do closed captioning, and they'll use that for information in determining the rank. So again, the title has to match what the spoken words are. And I did a commercial for a wonderful man, Robert Tranchina of ALS Limo. He runs a limousine company here in Orange County. Well, we did the limo commercial. And a lot of my clients, they open up their commercial with their name. So he says, "Hi, my name is Robert Tranchina with ALS Limo." We uploaded it. And on the transcription, it came out, Robert Tranchina came out armed robber transient. And so Google thought, poor Robert, Google thought he was an armed robber transient. And so they are not going to reward you with a high ranking if you're a limousine service and you're talking about armed robbery.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something that a lot of people don't know. And so you can go in and fix that. You can actually fix that transcription. And so Ryan and I have spent lots of hours doing that and fixing the transcription. Again, you want everything to match. Everything to match, and Google, YouTube will reward you with ranking.
My assumption is that the average person, myself, I would never know it was wrong, because you can't see that.
You can. You can. If you hit the closed captioning, the little closed captioning button, it appears right there.
Oh, okay.
It appears right there. And even you know, apart from his name, even limousine. I mean, that's something a limousine company, you want to pick up that he's talking about limousine. That didn't even pick up a few times. They used another word. YouTube used another word. So you got to go in and clean up that data.
Okay, so it's not just producing the video. That's only half the job.
It's the getting all
other
these other
is
things.
Getting it ranked.
Yes.
All of the mechanics that are buried in the... to meet Google's and YouTube's log ranking process, whatever
sure.
they call it.
Sure, sure. It's all about being ranked. Nobody want. If you're not on page one, you don't exist. People don't look on page two on Google, YouTube. You got to be on page one. And because we have these points down, and we're still learning other ones, we can rank those videos.
Okay. The other thing I wanted you to talk about is in doing the research before we went on the show, I looked, and you've been to some interesting events. You were at the Oscars, and so live events is also an opportunity, it seems. People think of commercials as, you know, my video brochure.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about live events and what you've done.
Live events are fun. I use that as part of the show. We went to actually the Oscar parties. We went to the Night of 100.
Oh, that's better than the Oscars.
I think so. I know people are having fun, you know. That was quite an event. We went to, Robert Tranchina at ALS Limo hooked us up with a nice limousine. We went to Night of 100 Stars Oscar party. We spent a couple hours there. We walked the red carpet. I think I showed you
I saw that
video of being being interviewed, and it was a similar question. He asked me about what my passion is, and I told him, like I told you, I used to be a PT, and now I'm pursuing my passion of directing and producing. So I took my host there, and we filmed part of the show at Night of 100 Stars. And then afterwards, we went to the Elton John Oscar party.
Wow, I didn't think that one was open to people, to normal people.
I had to pull a couple strings, but it actually is, and it goes to his AIDS Foundation, so it's a wonderful charity.
Yeah.
And I was about maybe 10 feet away from Elton John while he was playing, which was just being at that party was incredible. Let alone having a concert by Elton John right there. And there wasn't that many people. You know, usually there's 10, 20,000 people in his arenas. We're talking just a few thousand people. So I took my hosts there, and we did a little story. So that will be incorporated into the third show. We also have taken them to opening day at Del Mar Racetrack. You know, have you been to Del Mar?
I have, not recently, but yes.
Opening day? Have you been to opening day?
I've never been to opening day, no.
It's quite a spectacle, Doug. You know, all the ladies wear the big hats, and the men wear the derbies, and everybody gets dressed up. Well, I had my other producer friend, I had my cameraman, my two hosts, Madonna and I, and we actually got through we did some crafty footwork there, but we actually got on the racetrack. We're on the track as the first jockey of the opening day won. We got the first interview with him.
Oh, wow.
So before all the other camera crews descended on him, we got to interview him, and we actually landed. We were in the paper. We were in the Orange County or the San Diego Times, my host, Tony Cabrera. And so those live events, they're a lot of work, but they're fun. They are really fun. I took my host to the Star Wars celebration back in April. This is when the movie was heavily anticipated, and it was nice because at that event we got to interview. Have you seen Jurassic World, the third Jurassic World?
No, I haven't seen the third one.
Yeah, or the fourth one now that came out in the summer. We interviewed one of the stars of Jurassic World, the kid Ty Simpkins. He was there. He was unknown at the time. Tony Cabrera recognized him, and because we got that interview, this is when we first started the company. We were just getting off the ground. We got 11,000 hits from Ty Simpkins.
Wow.
And that was a big feather in our cap because what happens, Doug, is that when people... when there's a big video, like Great Wolf Lodge will be a big one. We already got 1,500 hits in just like a day and a half. People will look at our other videos. So even though they might be looking at a hotel like Great Wolf Lodge, they'll see Dee Dee Soto, the attorney. They'll click on hers. They'll see Dr. Carrie Young. They'll see other areas that they might need. And so one video will help all the other videos.
So live events really play two roles here. They are on your TV show, which will draw people to watch them, and in the process, they'll look at my commercial that you've done for me. So they could be the main attraction, and people will then see me. The other thing that I see is that business opportunities, where businesses thinking about what events do I have going on that would be a good way to tell the story of the company or the company's culture or the company employees or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, companies have picnics, they have live events, and we can do that. That's a huge opportunity to show the culture of the... It doesn't have to be all done in an office environment. Nowadays companies are kind of casual. They have casual Fridays. They have things like that. So yes, we can go to live events. They're hosting a party. If they're hosting a speaker, we can do that. We can go and I can bring my host and make it a little fun, make it interesting. I can do what the client, it's all about what the client wants. And we can handle those live events are fun. And just going to the Oscar party, Star Wars, and Del Mar Racetrack, we can handle ourselves, right, Ryan? He's good at maneuvering in between crowds and getting good sound, and I'm good at creating a good story for the client.
Give me a sense of some of the businesses that you've done commercials for. You've done a limo service. You've done attorneys. You've done...
Plastic surgeon. Organizer. We did a mattress company in Orange, Sterling Sleep Systems, which is very, very fascinating. They have a bed. It's like a puzzle bed. So husband and wife, if the wife wants a soft... side and the husband wants like a hard side, they could actually put puzzle pieces together and create a different, you can have your head be firm and the feet be soft, and very fascinating. So I'm kind of, we had our discussion before I was on the show here. You get to meet interesting people. I get to meet fascinating people and learn about their business and stuff. And like I said, now we're doing more corporate with the Great Wolf Lodge, with the Helistream. We have in the works a pharmaceutical company that we're working with, which just because of my medical background, it's a good fit. Also doing some orthopedic implants, that's in the works as well. And so, again, having the advantage of coming from the medical community, I know how to talk their language.
And, you know, just, you may have mentioned it. If you did, I've missed it. But you were telling me before the show why I need a video on my website and what it does in terms of getting traffic to my website. You want to share that with the audience?
Sure, sure. I think there's research. You have about 10 seconds to grab people's attention on your website. And people nowadays, they don't want to read a bunch of words. Maybe they did in the 90s when the websites, you know, were, but just the way our society is, they want information really quick. If you have a video that's 1 to 2 minutes that will grab their attention really quick, tell them who you are. It's basically, it doesn't matter what type of business it is. How I lay out the commercial is this: who you are, what you do, how you do it different, and a call to action. And if you get those points across in 1 to 2 minutes, and the way we edit and in my direction, that will grab their attention. They will watch a video. I don't know if they'll read a whole paragraph, two paragraphs, or 4 or 5 pages. But in 1 to 2 minutes, if you make that, again, that emotional connection with them, they will go with you. They will, it will hold their interest, and it's about that. It's all about that, Doug.
And you know, I would appreciate your opinion on this. Just today I was looking. I mentioned to you earlier, I got my new iPad Pro today. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you're lucky I'm here on the show, because
yeah, right.
I really wanted to be home.
You're
playing
halfway
with
out
it.
The door. Come
but,
on.
But so okay, so I'm seeing what are people saying about it. So I go to CNET online,
right?
And they've got a video there talking about it, and at the same time they've got all of the full text. So it's sort of like they're trying to cover both bases. They've got a video talking about it, and they've got the text if I wanted to read every single little nuance of what the video was saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what your commercials are doing? They're the tease to get people to look at more of the text, or are they the substitute for the text?
I think it is a call to action. I'll tell you a story. I needed some sinus surgery a number of years ago, and my family physician sent me to a surgeon. I didn't like him. He was a plastic surgeon. I didn't like him. So it was on my. I had to go on my own to find my own surgeon. So I looked at different websites. Some had videos, some not. Well, there was a doctor in Newport Beach. He had the funniest video. It had nothing about his medical skills. It was just kind of a parody. He did. And I don't know how much I could say. He just did something really funny with the needle. He injected Botox, and he said, "This is the pullout method that I've perfected." You know, kind of a play on words. And I go, boy, if any surgeon is talking about a pullout method and he's kind of doing a parody of himself, he must be good. And it's because of that video, I made the call, I made an appointment with him, I went with him, he did the surgery, and I'm great. So it's video. Video is so powerful. You can convey so many things. And I don't, usually, after people see the video, that is the call to action. It inoculates the viewers from seeing another website. Doug, they see your commercial, they say, "I don't want to go to any other coach. I want Doug. I know Doug. I see him. I want him." That's the purpose of a video.
And you know, I can see where the internet has sort of progressed in this. I mean, in the early days, it was, as you mentioned, the websites were all text,
mm-hmm.
a lot of information,
mm-hmm.
A lot of white papers, a lot of research, you know, kind of stuff. And now everything, in fact, the most popular sites, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, they're all geared to photos. They're all geared to video. Not as much video as they are just photos, but obviously video is the next progression.
No, Facebook now does video. They are heavily into video. They want video. In fact, video ranks high on Facebook. They're actually competing against YouTube because they want to get as many viewers. Like I said, they're the second most popular. So I upload videos to YouTube, also directly to Facebook. And I get a lot of views, and my companies will too. In addition, I said about delivering them, they can host through my channel. My clients as well, I can give them their video via Dropbox or via Google Drive, and they can take that and upload it right to their Facebook channel, their Facebook account, okay. Their personal and their usually their business page, and they will get hits. And it's easily shareable. I put a video on, people share it, and those views get racked up very, very quickly.
Yeah, my wife is a big Facebook fan, and I every once in a while I look at her page, and it's like everybody in the world is sharing videos. I mean, I think anything that's been filmed is on Facebook.
It's quite a platform. It is. They see the power. And they only started that a little over a year ago, 1 to 2 years ago. I mean, they see the importance of video. And so, and like I said, it's great for marketing. It's great. You must have video. That's just the way things are. Even Instagram, we're working with a new SEO company. I believe on Instagram you can upload 12 seconds. But in 12 seconds, you can share something pretty funny and something impactful. So now we're starting to do that as well, do Instagram for the clients.
Okay, so you're almost a full-stop social media site for me, huh?
We're a conglomerate, Doug. This is, like I said, it's kind of grown beyond my wildest dreams. And another thing, your listeners, in addition to a video, this is something very, very powerful. If they have, you know, you do business, you collect emails from your clients.
Right.
If you have an email list of over 99 people, you are sitting on a gold mine, and I'll tell you how. So let's say you're an attorney. What I can do is I come to the office and I do 5 videos with the attorney. They're educational videos, 1 to 2 minute. Hi, this is John Smith, the attorney. I want to tell you about the new law this year. If you have a trust, there is a stipulation that you must include. I just want to let you know that. Some educational video. And what you do on all the email lists that you have, you send this out once a month and educate. You're not selling, you're educating. People will appreciate that. You're keeping them informed, up to date. You send that out once a month. It's a way to stay in contact with your clients, and you will get business with that. If they're, you know, people are, have thousands and thousands of past clients, that's gold that they're not really using. And through video, you will get clients. In fact, that's another thing that separates me from the rest of, I think, my competition. I want an ROI on my video. I don't want you to pay me for a video and it do nothing. I want you to get clients. One of the best things I hear is when a customer or when a client calls me up, John, I've already got 2 clients because of that video.
Yeah.
Dee Dee Soto, the attorney, she called me up. She said somebody was looking up trust attorney. They saw my video. They loved me. They called me. And now I have a client because of that video. And she said, you know, John, I own that video forever. That's going to be constantly marketing for me. So it's, again, a very, very powerful medium. Mary Lou Adame Martinez, she is a real estate agent. She's in the top 2%. Did a commercial for her. She put that on her flyer. And when she farmed a particular area, she saw the ranking, she saw the hits on YouTube go up because of the efforts on the flyer. She got 2 clients in 1 month because of the video. And that, as you probably know, a real estate agent, when they close a deal, that's a lot of money. That makes me happy when they get an ROI. So that's another thing that kind of separates myself from the other production companies. I really kind of take them from beginning to end. And everything in between.
You know, we have seen, obviously, podcasts are a popular thing, and they keep trending more and more popular. And we've seen everything from people doing podcasts in a professional studio like we do here, mm-hmm. to people sitting in front of their computer camera and doing their podcast with the kids in the background and the dog barking and all of that. But, you know, the reason that they do it that way is they think, well, I can't one, I don't see the value. Why? I can say the same thing. Why should I go pay somebody to do it? And 2 is they're afraid, I don't know that I can afford that. is video suffering from the same thing? I mean, everybody's got a camera on their computer. They think that as long as I've got the camera, I can make my own video and post it. Are you appealing, or is the cost of production these days such that we are just talking to larger corporations, or are we talking to small businesses too?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yeah, the iPhone or your new iPad, it does take beautiful pictures. And even these new cameras have 4K. I mean, that's incredible. And people can do the video. The problem with that is that the first day of film school, you know what they taught us, Doug? The audience will forgive a bad picture, but they will not forgive bad sound. And that's a little difficult if you have an iPhone or, you know, an iPad to have good sound. You need like a wireless mic, well, you know, within the studio.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
That's exactly. And they will not forgive you if you have bad sound. Now, if you want to do a home product, a home, something like that, even if the sound quality isn't that great and even the video isn't that great, that's good. But if it's a professional, a doctor, a lawyer, a trust profession, It your video is a personification of your business. It's like kind of like going to like a wedding. You got to get dressed up, and you wear like some shabby clothes. And I've seen videos. I've seen videos that are just subpar, and I don't know if they don't see the value. I don't know if they don't see the value because they have a video. I think they think it's important. They just don't see how just not up to standard it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And also, we talked about ranking. They can do a video. They can even upload in their channel, but it won't be seen a lot if they don't put these meta tags and keywords and all this other stuff. There's a lot that goes into this. Sure.
You know, it sort of reminds me of when I was in the home building business for 20 years. We could find a site and we could build a phenomenal house. Great design, great house, good quality. But if we didn't figure out how to advertise to get people to find that location and come look at it, there was no chance of selling it.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It was the world's best kept secret.
Yes, yeah, sales and advertising, and that's a perfect segue. I brought you in something. I know we're on the radio, but I wanted to show you this. We have what's called a video marketing card. This is something that I developed. I'm putting the patent on the packaging. You know, you go to the grocery store, and you can record like a happy birthday message, an audio message into a card and send it to grandma. I've created a video card, so you can actually put your commercial into a card that has full video. It's a 2x2 screen, full video and audio, and send it to prospective clients, send it to a decision maker that it's hard to get a hold of. So in a little, I don't know, this is what, 7 inches by maybe 5 inches?
Yeah, let's say it's about the size of a DVD, little bit bigger maybe.
A case, yeah, sure. Yeah. And they press the button, and boom, the video pops up. And so I'll kind of shut that off. So this is another thing that no other production company
does. This is phenomenal. John had showed me this before we came on air, and as he said, it's too bad we don't have video. But it's about the size of a DVD case, and there's a 2-inch screen, great quality picture, and nice quality sound. And, you know, you can hand this out, and nobody can throw, you know.
People will not throw it away.
You can't throw it away. It's you know. I've listened to it. What am I going to do with it? But I can't throw it away. It's too cool.
It's very cool. And I have a space where you could put a business card. So if you want to get in front of a decision maker, I just started using it. I've even dropped this off in cold calling to the secretary at a big company.
Oh, sure.
This gets up to the president really fast because they've never seen anything
like this.
It's going
to get circulated around, yeah.
And so my clients could use that as well. And so we're starting to get the word out there. When people see this, their jaws drop. And like you said, they won't throw it away. And here's a good thing about it too, Doug. They're going to show this to their friends. So if it's let's say a banker that you want to get in front of, he has a lot of banking friends. Look at this cool thing I just got. He's going to have it in his office. He's going to show other people. So again, another thing, another unique thing that we do. And again, marketing goes back to marketing and sales.
Well, look, we're running out of time. We're getting ready to wrap up. So before we do, I want to give you a chance. Is there anything else you wanted to share that you didn't get to today? or that you want to go back over?
Yeah, we've covered a lot. I think if the listener is at home, they have a business, they want to increase their sales, they don't know how to do that, invest in video. It's proven. I mean, it's I make it fun. I make it easy. I have the show that we have on Fox. We can put it on your social media. We have the video cards as seen on Fox 11 logo. They call us up. Can I give the website again?
Yeah. Oh, please do.
Yeah. www.choicetv.com. You can call us up, 949-480-7161. Speak to Madonna or myself, and we'll get you a fantastic video and increase your sales, because that's what we want to do.
Bottom line, I love the fact that you measure your success by ROI, not by award-winning photography.
Can I mention something real quick?
Yeah.
The HeliStream commercial, I won. Have you heard of the Telly Awards?
No.
The Telly Awards Excellence in Commercials. I won a Telly Award just the other day. I got notification on the HeliStream commercial.
That's a cool commercial. I saw that one.
You saw that one?
Yeah. That is a good commercial.
And I was so proud of that. So and now I could say I'm an award-winning director, producer, which is kind of nice. And so, yeah, I'm very humbled. And again, I'm excited. This is great. And I have my producer in studio, Ryan Hicks, who has done a fantastic job. He is he's phenomenal. He's running three cameras at once here. And like I said, when we go to these live events, he has a great way of capturing the moment. I'm thinking in the editing room, there's no way Ryan could have got that shot. He gets it.
Great. Well, John, thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you for sharing the future of video here on the internet. And welcome to the Coaching Perspective business community.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure of mine. Well, look, if you're listening to our podcast, then thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com, and be sure to check out our archives for other shows with some great guests. And speaking of guests, if you'd like to be on the show, we're always looking for coaches, CEOs, and professionals to interview. Just send me an email, doug@thecoachingperspective.com. Our guest next week is Nadia Lena. She is the CEO and founder of @RiseUpForYou, and her topic is unstoppable confidence, perform your way to the top. And our guest for April 7th is going to be Laura Alio. She's the owner at Ultimate Upscale, and her topic is power of choice. Well, look, I'll be sure when we post this to include a link so you can see some of the shots that John and his team have been taking here today. We don't have that ability, but I'll direct you back over to his site where he's going to have them. This is Doug Gefeller. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the Coaching Perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller.